Hello, welcome to Perry on Privacy. Well, guys, I took a little break from podcasting, but I'm still here. And what spurred me to create a new podcast today is this news out of Australia that they're looking to pass new legislation that would allow law enforcement to have a backdoor into encryption, and more specifically, end-to-end encryption. So this is very bad news for freedom, privacy, human rights, and just general, you know, anything really. It's not a good idea because it's going to open up so many problems, as we've learned in the past when government agencies develop backdoors into things. Like last year we had WannaCry, and the UK government was hacked with ransomware that pretty much knocked the whole health service offline. That was through a backdoor that was developed by the NSA. So this would be something similar that they're legislating, and it's a terrible idea. Like, I'm very concerned that a country like Australia would be this ignorant towards technology. And I think this is going to have a devastating effect on the Australian economy. It's going to decrease the digital security of Australians in particular. And it's not going to prevent strong encryption from being used. So it's going to open up population to rampant abuse. And it's also going to encourage other countries, the sort of more authoritarian ones, to follow in their policies for you know, these reasons. And it's going to waste huge sums of money. So I can imagine other law enforcement agencies around the world are just sort of frothing at the mouth at this sort of legislation, like, not can't wait to bring this out as well. It's very concerning, I think, this legislation. We do not need backdoors into encryption. That's what encryption is there for. They said that the reason they're doing this is to sort of fight terrorism over the Christmas holidays. And I did some research onto this, and there's only been a total of 13 fatalities from terrorism in the last 30 years in Australia. So that was from a Wikipedia post. So there's not really much of a problem, I would say, with terrorism there. It seems like they're just looking to get access and spy on its citizens. So this is going to be terrible for Australian businesses. They're going to sort of have to open up their systems to the government. And we all know, like, that the government has a terrible sort of history of protecting personal information of its citizens. Just look at Canada here, and we've had, you know, multiple breaches through the government, lots of evidence of incompetence. And Australia is very similar in that regard. I can imagine this is going to be just a matter of time before some sort of hackers get access to these encryption keys that would sort of allow them to have willy-nilly access into anybody's inbox, computer files, anything that's sort of protected and with encryption could be broken with this. So it's not just a problem for Australians, it's a problem for the rest of the world. And I think if this does go through, we're probably going to see a two-tier system where we just have non-encrypted services for Australians. So Australians would just not, you know, be entitled to privacy, to security. They'll be constantly getting hacked because they'll be targeted, because they won't have encryption, because there's really no point of them having encryption. And they should just go back to flip phones, I guess, and, you know, not use the internet. This is really quite a serious law, I think, that's coming out in Australia. And I think it'll force a lot of businesses, because of the fines that Australia is looking to place on businesses for not complying, it'll just force them to not offer services to Australians. So this is a big deal for Australia. It's going to be interesting to see if they do go ahead, pass this law, or if they don't. But it looks like it's going to go ahead, and it looks like it's going to be the end of the internet for Australia. That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.